Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Oh, here I go again. Hello? Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, the Hot Rod, the one and only, and you're listening live to another edition of Blog Talk Radio. And I can't find my host, Sean Black, or Anitra. Oh, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, are you live?
I'm as live as I'm going to be. I know I'm breathing, so that kind of helps.
Oh, I think I figured something out for once. Jeez.
Uh-oh.
Just see what happens when you're sober and try to operate a show? You kind of screw up from time to time.
Yeah, every once in a blue moon, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this ball rolling. Tonight is a little bit different. We're trying, you know, do more shows because the people keep asking for us for some odd reason.
Yeah, some odd reason, yeah. But, you know, this is actually good because, one, it's in the middle of the week. We give everybody, well, much more later on in the week. And we also give everybody a chance that listens to the show another opportunity to, you know, if there's any other more current news happening during the week, you know, maybe a little lighthearted today. But
yeah,
give people a chance to get in and listen to the show and see what happens from there.
True. If you're looking for Anitra B, she might be at the bar or some strip club again or some type of trouble. It's okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm watching the Rangers right now, and they're trying to give me a friggin' stroke at this point right now, you know.
Oh, so you can have a stroke live on the air. I like this. All for the ratings.
Yes. Good for the ratings, yeah. For those that don't know, the Rangers are up 2-1. It's late in the third period. So if you're a hockey fan or a Rangers fan, this is how you know we're live. So
yeah.
There you go.
You know what? That's a good point because our first topic is about sports.
Ah.
You know, yesterday, ex-NFL player, New England Patriots, Aaron Hernandez, got convicted of first-degree murder. Aww. Before we talk about that, well, everybody knows, except for you fans out there, I can't stand the New England Patriots.
Of course.
If you're a New Yorker, you don't like Boston. Plain and simple.
Yeah. That's basically how it's been since you were born. If you were born in New York City, for whatever reason, you hate Boston or you just don't like the area. Same back and forth. If you were born in Boston, you hate New York, even though you've never been there and don't know how to even say New York, you hate them.
Basically, New York.
Yeah.
So, can you tell us a little bit of history about this case, Sean Black?
Okay. Well, basically what happened is this is going on at least 2 years, or two years ago, I should say, with a one-time friend of Aaron Hernandez, who, like you just said, former tight end with the New England Patriots. Very close friend. They knew each other. Apparently, he was, as the case went, convicted of first-degree murder for his who was a former wide receiver, a semi-pro wide receiver. He never went pro. He didn't get into the NFL. And was convicted of murdering him. And the issue with the case is basically as open and shut as you possibly could get, with evidence, with all of the things that happened, with just the case in general. It was basically it was almost a slam dunk case, basically. 2013 case, Odin Lloyd, who had lots of friends, that was a very well-loved person, was found murdered, and Aaron Hernandez basically is the ringleader, the person that killed him. And that was looked at in the court of law, and he was convicted earlier this week. And in Boston, if you're convicted of a crime, of killing somebody, you're guilty. It's a mandatory life sentence without parole. And the sentencing was done the day of the conviction. So he's now rotting in jail for the rest of his life.
See, the reason I like to talk about this because our subject today is celebrities that are making stupid decisions because they have money and power.
Exactly.
Me and the guy will talk about this yesterday. Like, a lot of people has gotten away with murder and other type of crimes because they have money and power. They have the right lawyers.
Yes.
I'm not saying no other names. OJ.
Yeah, where were you 20 to over 20 years ago?
Go figure.
Yeah.
But if he have like, did he try to hide the evidence or something like that? Something had to do with a videotape.
Yes. Basically, he was seen, I believe, on his the camera. There was a security camera on his property where he allegedly had the murder weapon, and the security tape caught him getting out of a car, walking into his house, and I believe depositing the murder weapon. And I guess he figured he might have been caught on tape, that I believe the security tape was either tampered with, or he tried to tamper with the camera and with all of the other stuff that happened. It's just absolutely crazy. You know, this is what happened, basically. The prosecutors in the case, for those that don't know all of the particulars of it, they said Lloyd was seen June 17th of 2013, about 2:30 in the morning, with Hernandez and a couple of friends of Aaron Hernandez, Carlos Ortiz and Ernest Wallace, in a rented Altima. And they said later that day, a jogger found Lloyd's body basically full of bullets. And the entire case was built around Aaron Hernandez and him appearing to be a very cold-hearted, evil person that didn't care. He just wanted to get away with murder and continue with his endorsements and continue with his career. And that's pretty much what the whole case was built around, and it worked because he's not going anywhere. And the ironic part about this is the jail cell that he's sitting in is really not that far away in Boston from where he played his football, his professional football career with the New England Patriots.
Was prior, a few months before, he got in a $40 million contract.
Yes.
$40
million. $40 million down the toilet.
Gone.
Yeah.
So I just trying to understand, like, why people want to do stupid things like that.
Yeah. You know, trying to deal in the mind of any celebrity, we don't know what, I mean, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a movie star, a musician, anybody that is in the public eye that is deemed and looked at as a celebrity, not too many people want to hear about. So they know when things go wrong, it happens all over the media. It's all over the press. And then you hear about people, when you hear about idol worship, you have people that, oh, whatever you do, you're a celebrity, I have to do what you do. And there's always been that fundamental problem of what do you say or what do you do when an athlete or a movie star or any celebrity gets into a situation like what happened with Aaron Hernandez. What do you do then? Because once, if you remember, when all of this went down back in 2013, so sometime last year, mid of 2014, before the case was going to be formulated, shortly after the news broke and he got cut, remember, the NFL and the Patriots, they went on this entire thing of, we're not going to sell his jersey anymore. They took down his picture that was up at Gillette Stadium, which is in Massachusetts. They went through, well, if you have a Hernandez jersey, you can bring it in to Gillette Stadium, and we'll exchange it for one of the other jerseys of somebody that's not in jail for allegedly killing someone.
That's a hardcore decision right there.
Yes, very hardcore. And the interesting thing about this is, what do you do now when everybody looks at celebrities, and celebrities are just as human as anyone else? They have a dark side. We could spend an entire 3 hours on all of the celebrities and athletes and movie stars and musicians and people in the public eye that have done criminal things. And you wonder, you're sitting on all this money, why would you do it?
You got something that we wanted, money, power, fame. And like you said, adornments easily.
Yeah.
Why throw that away? Because you're trying to play God.
Exactly. And when you have that power, you kind of relish it, and then instead of being happy with what you have, the first thing that tends to happen is, how can I attain more power? What I have is not enough. I'm making $50 million. I have to make $60 million. Oh, I'm not making $200 million. I have to make $275 million. I'm not making $1 billion. I've got to make $10 billion. Where does it
end? Give me $1 million right now. I'd be happy, okay?
Give me a tenth of what you just said, and I'd be happy with that, you know? It's crazy. People don't really – they don't – it's kind of hard to wrap your head around the wealth and power that a lot of these celebrities get.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that when you do see it, you can't identify with it because, for the most part, none of us are going to ever really be in their situation money-wise.
Oh, we're part of the 99%.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing is, after you look at the situation with Aaron Hernandez and you say, look, he was going to make a lot of money, he had Hall of Fame caliber talent. He looked like he was going to be in the sport for a very long time. He was going to make a lot of money, especially when he's, you know, put in the same opposite Rob Gronkowski in the same team. You figure Tom Brady's going to have two tight ends that are going to make him get him a lot of wins, maybe win him a lot of Super Bowls. Apparently that's not going to happen, at least from Aaron Hernandez's side. Now you have to worry about the families. Well, yeah, he did win a Super Bowl this year. But if you think about it, the more talent you have, the better chance you have of winning. Now, to shift from that into the victim side, if you listen to the sentencing after the case was over and had to listen to Odin Lloyd's uncle, his sister, and his mother, that was probably some of the most heart-wrenching testimony that you could listen to, just from the fact that a lot of times when you hear all of the things that go on when a murder victim has a family but left behind, then you have to worry about, why is this stuff happening? What is the premise of this happening? Why?
They never discuss what really happened, like why he got shot.
Exactly.
Not
necessarily. And they always figure that that's going to be the case, and you never understand the premise behind it.
I remember there was a story that he was drawn, you know, to cover up. You know, a little altercation might happen. Understood. They're young, and naive. It's 2:00 in the morning. Of course, there might be some drugs involved, maybe. Other than that, nothing got happened.
Exactly. And that's the hard part. That's the one thing that you have to deal with.
Well, when I saw the mother and the fiance crying,
yeah,
it's like, why are you crying? You know your son did a horrible crime, your fiance. I'm like, we were joking in the background, like, you know, the fiance is crying because most of that money is gone.
Yeah.
But for the mother, you understand that your son is going away forever.
Exactly. And then you're left with all of those what ifs. You know, you have on the person that's in jail, his life is over. He's in his early 20s. That part, his adult life is over. He's in jail for the rest of his life. He will probably die in jail. For the families that he has touched, as far as his fiance, his mother, his family members, they've just basically lost their son, their fiance, their brother, whatever's the case. For the victims involved, you have, as I said before, the mother, the brother, the uncle, the sister. You have a ton of that happening in the communities where a lot of celebrities that have power now have gone to jail, and it's something that could have been avoided, but because of the arrogance and the power of a lot of these celebrities, this is what you get. And it's not something that is just unique to football. It happens in all sports. In basketball, we've heard about it in other football players that are in jail because of crimes, you know. It's ridiculous.
It Jason Williams, the Nets player, was that one of them?
Yes. And he was convicted, and he was in jail for shooting, I believe, his limousine driver, and tried to cover it up before the cops got there. And he served his jail sentence because of things like that. You also have a Ray Carruth, who is another former NFL wide receiver, played in Colorado, was drafted by the Carolina Panthers years ago. And he was convicted of killing his hiring a hitman to kill his pregnant girlfriend, who at the time.
Yes, I remember that story.
And remember, that was a big case. And the person that he hired did the deed, killed the girlfriend, and also tried to, you know, as I said before, she was pregnant. The child was born, but is severely mentally handicapped. And he's going to be in jail. I don't remember the exact date of when he's supposed to get out, but he's not going to get out of jail, I think, for another few years. So you have these kinds of situations that happen on a regular – I won't even say a regular basis, but it happens more often than it should. And the crazy thing about it is when you hear those old Charles Barkley commercials about just because I can slam dunk a basketball doesn't mean I should raise your kids – that's kind of how you should look at celebrity on that level when you have young people that look up to these people. Just because you're a celebrity, that's how you're going to be perceived.
True. And people don't realize that Aaron Hernandez have a history of being an arrogant son of a gun.
Yes.
And also, this is one of his three trials.
Yes, he's going to be in litigation for a long time because he has another trial coming up, I believe, later on in the fall or later in the late summer on another murder case that he might have been connected with. And this one happened, I believe, in 2012, which is the year before the Odin Lloyd instance happened. So who knows how long he's going to be wrapped up in jail and appeals and all the other stuff. We all put it like this. He's not getting out of jail ever. He's going to be in jail the rest of his life. The question is, what else is going to be tacked on to his criminal record while he's in jail?
Well, one thing I know for sure, on the field, he was a tight end, but now he's going to prison, stay in prison. He's going to be a wide receiver for a very long time.
Oh, yes. Hi-yo.
He's going to be dropping that soul nonstop.
And I believe that's the absolute truth.
Oh, yes. Okay, also another celebrity that have issues is one of these bad girls, good girl image, Rihanna. And I do love Rihanna. I'm not going to lie.
I'm sure a lot of people love Rihanna.
Oh, in more ways than one.
Yeah.
She could be my baby mama drama anytime.
I understand.
Yeah, but there's a video that was surfaced on social media. Quote, unquote, of her. She had something rolled up in her hand. It looked like a straw, indicating that she about to do some sniff, sniff, or I should say, in love with the Coke.
Oh yeah.
I mean, have you seen the video?
I saw the video. As a matter of fact, I looked at it. I was out yesterday, and I got a text message from a friend of mine that said, "You have to see this video." And I looked at it. I was like, "Oh boy, here we go." And lo and behold, the video showed what I figured, which was Rihanna on her tour bus, recorded by a friend of hers, no less. So that kind of brings in ethics involved. But regardless, she's on her tour bus. And it looks like she was snorting cocaine on her bus.
I have no problem with that, believe it or not. Because let's be honest. You're rich, you're powerful. Most of these artists, most of these people that have money, they do drugs. That's their business. You know, I mean, yes, you want to keep that image in the public, but like you said earlier, we are humans. We all have a dark side. My problem is, why your friend wants to record you on the bus if you're in love with a Coco? What type of friends you have?
Yeah.
Unless it was set up by a friend like, who uploaded the video? You know,
exactly.
How did it, you know, went out there to social media? You know, what happens to privacy?
Privacy in this world? remember what we talked about last week when I brought up the whole NSA thing, where you're going to have June 1st, that proposition in law that's going to, if it doesn't get looked at again up for vote, then everything you do can be yanked online just based on how often whatever your emails, your text messages, phone calls, any of your public can be made and pulled in by the government at any point. Now, as far as privacy goes, that's the hard part. And in all reality, here's my question. Why would you even want to record that on your cell phone to begin with? And then what is the point with bringing it up on the internet?
I think I have a good answer for that. Kids.
All right.
They don't think.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. It's the problem with these smartphones today, everybody wants to record everything and keep them as memory, not knowing there's a hacker in the sky who could see this video and you know, upload it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you say, we have no privacy.
Exactly.
So, but in response to Rihanna made response to the video that any fool could see, that's a joint.
Mm.
I'm using it as a cigarette. Who snorts tobacco? In other words, she was rolling a joint.
Yeah. Somehow, I find that very hard to believe.
Well, she can't go on air and like, yes, guys, I snort. She can't do that.
Well, as I said before, as we talked about in the last instance with celebrity, is the fact that every part of your life, everybody wants to be a part of. Now, she's, 24, 25 years old. She's young. She's got money. She's got power. She can do whatever she wants. And if she's into that Colombian angel sugar and wants to do whatever to the side, that is her private, personal business. Now, personally, I think you should live as much of a drug-free life as you can, but I'm not somebody that's going to tell you or anybody else how to live their life. But if that is what she wants to do and that's her personal business, go ahead. You live your life, I live mine, you live yours. And the problem that I have is the fact that, one, she had a quote-unquote friend take that as a personal thing and then put it up on social media. I think that's the even worse part about it. As a celebrity, how do you know who to trust going into something like that? That's part of the problem.
When you look at the video, you see her face like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, put that phone away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to handle my business and you girls are acting up. Well, keep your friends close or your enemies closer, something like that.
Maybe. And you want to know something? If you ever go to like a concert or you go to one of these places where celebrities frequent and the fans want to get close to the celebrity, the fans want to let me shake your hand, let me touch you, let me take a picture and do things that you would think somebody that a celebrity would do with the fans, this puts more and more of a schism between the fan and the celebrity. And the reason why is because who do they know who they're going to trust? You don't know if your friend is going to stab you in the back and then do what this person did and put up all your business on the internet. You know, in some places doing cocaine is still illegal. So who knows what ramifications that could have been if that was indeed her snorting cocaine, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she got some good lawyers that will fight her, that will fight for her.
I'm pretty sure she does.
Don't tell me this is Milton X. Hold on, sir. Oh, caller?
Hello.
Hello? Yes.
How are you?
Hello? All right.
Great.
Okay. What do you like to talk about?
What's up, guys? It's Damon. What's going on?
I think it was Damien.
Oh, brother. How are you doing?
Doing well, man. Just got home from class. Just some time to see the Rangers. Hold on for the win.
Yes, that's what I'm doing right now, and I had to make sure that I contained everything I said so I wouldn't yell and scream in the phone right now.
One down, two
and
teams to
and
go.
then I just saw that you guys are having an impromptu talk show. So I'm like, what? So I just
try something
called in real
different,
quick.
you know? Oh, you want to talk about Aaron Hernandez, your boy?
My boy,
Yeah.
listen, he had it all and he threw it away.
Yeah.
No
And that's what I'm
sympathy.
talking about. Celebrities that make stupid decisions. Like, he had a $40 million contract. A young man, 25.
Yeah. And even and the crazy thing about it is in the NFL, contracts are not guaranteed. So it's not as if he signed the contract and the money was going to go right to him no matter what. You get cut. The only thing that's guaranteed is the signing bonus, and that's it.
Well, he's getting nothing.
Yeah, he'll
At all.
never see the light of day now unless he's
Yeah,
in the yard.
unfortunately.
Like, well, for Damon, how do you explain this to your boys if they become fans of, of someone? Like, Eli Manning, and Eli Manning did something crazy like that. How you can explain that to your boys for them to understand? Because remember, kids look up to these guys as mentors, as heroes. And even though everyone have a dark side, how can you explain that?
It's true. I mean, I'll just tell them, like, it's okay to, be a fan of someone, admire their work and or, their athletic prowess or whatever, what have you, but they're human. They'll make mistakes. If you
Well,
want
but
to
this is a
emulate
huge
their
mistake.
true, if you want to emulate the way they play and their dedication to the game, fine. But just like they do, you also have to make sure that you're making the right decisions for your own life as well.
Exactly. And the problem is that everybody looks at the athletes for them to create that template to build around. Oh, well, he can throw 40 touchdowns or he can score 35 points a game and think that just because they can do that, they translate that into what they should be off the field or off the court as being good humans. And there are tons of examples of guys that actually go out there that play well on the field and play well on the court. And they're complete heathens and criminals off the field, off the court. And that's the thing that you have to, I guess, as a parent, differentiate for your children.
See, growing up, we had no idea what internet, what did we have? Even cable TV, what did we have?
What's
Now
the news
you
back
get
then?
information in a millisecond.
Yes.
So it's almost like information overload. So it's like somehow you have to, kids are going to be exposed to so much at a rapid pace. So somehow
And
you
then
just got to tell them, like, this thing, you got to make sure that you make the right decisions for your life, not based on what your favorite celebrity or athlete is doing.
exactly, because you never know what that person may be into, and if you subscribe to whatever they subscribe to, and then you realize that this guy ended up being Bernie Madoff and was pilfering billions of dollars out of people's pockets, I don't think this is the person you want to look up to.
Absolutely not.
Well,
Absolutely not.
what happens if someone like that dark side so much? I want to be like a Bernie Madoff.
Well,
Oh, I
more
want to be
power to
tough like
them. I mean, you end up getting caught, so more power to them. If you can do the crime, then hopefully, you can do
Uh-oh.
the time.
Yeah.
I have another caller. Hold on, guys. I have another caller.
Oh.
I think I know who this is.
It's got to be Milton
It got to
next.
be the one and only the Phenom.
Oh.
Phenom?
Hello.
It's Annie up. What's going on?
Annie up? Oh,
Hey, how you
Allie
doing?
is in that. Well, hey, how you doing, girl?
I'm good. What's the topic right now?
About Aaron Hernandez, the guy that got convicted of first-degree murder yesterday. Talking
I
about
saw
celebrities
that.
who you, yeah, celebrities that do stupid decisions,
Yeah, the overall theme, how many times have we seen celebrities go into doing really dumb things and blowing a career on the wrong thing?
Continue. I'm listening.
Okay. I caught off guard. Sorry, Annie.
I guess what is your opinion on any of these athletes that you've seen, whether it's in basketball, football, in any of the sports, or even not even in sports, just celebrity in general? What do you think what is your opinion on the idol worship that we seem to see a lot of, where you have regular, normal, everyday citizens worshiping these celebrities, not knowing what they're doing away from the game or away from their chosen profession?
Well, I mean, our culture is based around celebrities. It's celebrity-driven. That's who we hold in high regard as our role models, as our teachers, as someone we aspire to be, instead of people that actually want to do good in the world and help people and inspire change. So it's not by accident that these things happen. I mean, this guy was, you know, he happened to be good at football. I don't really know his life story as a child, but, you know, he happened to be good at football and he got in the NFL. That doesn't mean that he doesn't personally have his own demons or he should be held on a pedestal that to be worshipped.
Exactly.
But our culture is so that we don't look at teachers and parents, the guy down the street doing the right thing, even when no one's looking. We look at the flash and the lights and the camera, and it's just and with the internet and social media so prevalent in our day and time, it's out of control.
Yeah.
And that's why. And now it's to another level where it's not brushed under the rug when there's like these misgivings or misunderstandings or, you know, people caught with their pants down, so to speak.
Yeah.
We're not living in the JFK era. You know,
the JFK era was a good era.
Not for you, my friend.
Yeah.
But that's the new normal. That's the culture we live in now.
And especially with all of the social media out there, everybody has so much easy accessibility to anybody, where you get that instant gratification of, well, I just saw Serena Williams say something on the internet, let me try to friend her so I can see what she's doing. And those kinds of instant things kind of open up that window into what that celebrity is doing, even if it's just for a moment. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that person is the greatest person on planet Earth, and
no,
they're just as human as everyone else.
Absolutely. I think that's really the moral of it, that they're just people, just like us. They just, you know,
they're
all
people
the
with
same.
Money and power.
Well, yeah, they have money and power, but
and
that doesn't make you a
power.
Good person.
No, but they abuse because they have power and they have money. Some of them play God. Excuse me for using the term, Damien.
Yeah.
Damien, you still there?
Well, it's fed into it. If someone is telling you 24/7, 365, how great you are and everything you do is wonderful and no one's better than you and you deserve this and you deserve that and there's no – and you really do live by a different set of rules to someone that might have had trauma or in their past or already has that egocentric inside of them, that just blows it out and out of control into a whole new level. Because who you were before you were rich and famous and had money and power is who you are now. It's just come out now.
The money seems to actually intensify the natural personality of the person that's earning the money.
Right.
Right.
When you were broke on the block, you were an asshole then. Now that you're money, now you have money and you're rich and famous, you're just times 10 an asshole.
Yeah.
So you're talking about Kanye West right now, for example.
he's you know, he's had media training now, and he goes to what's it called, anger management now, court ordered. Thank God, right?
Yeah, because there's something definitely off with him.
It
started when
like,
his mom died,
not,
I believe.
Yes,
because he's not wild
no,
every second.
True, but Damon was on point. Ever since his mother passed away, he just gone berserk.
Yeah.
Off the wall.
Yeah, he's gone into a state where it's all about him, himself, and his lifestyle. And it's like, damn it all, anything else doesn't matter. Look at my wife. Look at the family I'm married into. Look at my child. And all of those things tend to just bubble up to the surface with a lot of people when they see this kind of thing happen. Of, you know, celebrity and how it's gotten away from just you being human. Is it last time I checked, everybody goes to the bathroom the same way for the most part, I guess. Everybody bleeds, everybody eats, drinks water. So, I mean, there's got to be some kind of check involved with these celebrities to let people know that they're not gods. They're just as human as you are, just as human as we are.
Well,
I think that all takes care of itself. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing is forever.
Yes. Beware the Ides of March. Exactly.
You know, it all takes care of itself eventually.
Wow. Thank you, Andy Up. It's in the house. Thank you for shocking me, too.
Did I enlighten you this evening?
Yes, we have all been enlightened by your presence.
Oh, good. I'm glad
we
I could
need to have
out on
person.
My cab ride home.
Ah,
oh.
Cool.
Oh. We definitely need you on a panel coming up soon.
Okay, I'll check my schedule, call my agent.
I will definitely call your agent. And also you, Damien, I need you on the panel also.
But I really do have an agent.
I know you have an agent. We've been through this discussion already. And I got to talk to Damien's agent also.
No,
right.
It was 5 years old. It was a double meeting there.
Well, as for Sean, I'm his agent, so he has no choice.
Of course.
Well, guys,
all right.
Thank you
well,
so much for calling.
I'll let you guys get back to it.
All right, thank you so much, Andy.
Talk to you later.
Later.
Bye.
Okay, Annie Up is gone. Okay, back to you guys. What we were talking about?
Listen, you guys are gonna address the. I don't know if you have any more information on it, but NBA just announced that they're gonna start testing for HGH.
Oh, really? I didn't even hear that one.
Oh, we're talking about that right now.
Wow. They're going to start testing, I think, next season, I believe.
Well, you know what? That's something that needs to be done because in all likelihood, we know that the drugs that are actually out there that these athletes are using, we know it's a lot more pervasive a problem than a lot of these leagues will let you lead you to believe. With all of the 82 games in basketball and 162 in baseball and all of the things that go on to keep your body right for a season, then you have to deal with, okay, well, how am I going to recover? I'm not going to get paid if I don't play. If somebody's going to take my job, what do I do? Well, see what happens from there. But that HGH has been one of those tests that, because there have been no previous tests out there because it's undetectable there hasn't been any tests that are allowed up until recently to be able to detect HGH. So,
right. That's true. I have to see more info on it, but I read in passing that they're going to start testing for it, and I'm just wondering how that's going to, you know, affect the league. What are they going to find?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What are they going to...
I bet you it will be another cover-up. One or two people will get suspension, like, you know, make it look good. But other than that, it will be another cover-up, just like baseball.
Well,
I'm sorry. Everyone knew A-Rod was taking pills back then.
Yeah.
And I know
he never failed the test, did he? Or never got caught failing the test?
Previously, he was never caught. And that was the reason why he was able to, although it was just speculation, nobody had any definite evidence that he did something until the Balco thing happened. And we all started hearing the rumors and saw this and a lot of other people coming out saying that this happened. And on top of that, with the Jose Canseco book, where everybody looked at him as being crazy, and he was probably the best character witness you could have.
Right. Yep, very true.
Yeah, and I think that's probably where we're at now as far as sports. As we move further into the 21st century, the fans don't want to pay money for a sport that's it's basically artificial. If you're looking at it from the sense that...
I thought we want to win. I think differently.
You think so? Well, maybe on some level.
On some level, yes, but you know what? If now we want to win by any means necessary, right?
Yeah.
Something gotta give.
And I think that's part of the problem now, is the fact that we remember it wasn't that long ago that chicks dig the long ball. Remember that era, the live ball era, baseballs are flying out of the park at record paces. 60 home runs was regular. 70 home runs was reachable. 80 was almost in reach. And now, because of the crackdown on the steroid era, the crackdown on now with HGH and all of the other designer drugs that are going in, the Balco crackdown, we're getting a return, at least in baseball, to where pitching is dominating the league now. You don't have as many 55, 60 home run guys out there. You're getting better pitching. The perceived notion that the sport is being cleaned up. And in any reality, if anybody gets cracked with a suspension, they're made to look like fools nationwide because it's plastered out there. This person did this. We just had a Met that was cracked for 80 games for using stanozolol, which is another one of those steroids that are out there, and he's done for 80 games. We had two other pitchers earlier in the year cracked for the same thing. Sooner or later, they get this thing right.
Right. I just saw the terms for basketball. So it's players will be subjected to three random tests, two in season, one off season.
Hmm.
If you're found to have used it, first offense, you get 20 games.
Okay.
Second offense is 45.
All right.
Third, you're done.
Hmm.
Done for the league.
You're out.
Wow. There's no done for the year. You're just done.
No, it says dismissal from the league, from the NBA.
Wow. Well, they're really serious about cleaning this up.
Well,
this goes back to the conversation about kids and celebrities and how high they put them on a pedestal, you know. My son loves watching LeBron James, and he's too young to know about anything else other than, wow, he can shoot and dunk.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say, God forbid, this guy was found to be using something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? I can't explain that.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to do good, but he's taking drugs, and he's doing a lot better now. I can't explain that concept to a young child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the hard part with celebrity and athletics and celebrity in music and in any other walk of life where somebody is known as a celebrity. You have to temper that with some common sense, especially as a parent in today's society where, you know, instant gratification, instant access. Oh, he can dunk the ball. Or he's inside of a video game. Let me mimic what he does. Oh, he's on this TV show. Let me try and do what he does.
Right.
And with all of that stimulus going on all the time, who knows what it's going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, you look at that, and, you know, you try. I think what it is, and Damon is aiming at, you try and tell the kids today, work hard, play hard, you will make it. So, you know, they're out on the court, you know, trying to do their thing. And, you know, they go by the role models of LeBron James or Kobe Bryant. And then they heard the news. How you can explain that concept?
Yeah.
Now I'm telling you to work hard, but here are these guys cheating to make it to the top.
Exactly.
But mm-hmm. they're taking a shortcut. So as a kid, I want to take a shortcut. If LeBron did it, why not me?
Exactly.
You know, LeBron got rings. I want rings too.
And here's the other thing about what you just said, Hot Rod. If he does it and he gets away with it, what's the actual penalty to me? I can't get caught because he didn't get caught. Oh, there's no, you know, somebody does X amount of drugs or does this or does that, and he doesn't get suspended or whatever. So who's to say that I can't get away with it? He's doing it, and look how much money he's making. Look at all the women he's dating. You know, he's on TV. He's on talk shows. Who's to say I can't do the same thing? And that's the mentality, especially with, let's say, a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old that sees that on a regular basis, that sees SportsCenter and sees this guy making all these endorsements. And then let's put it to the Rihanna thing. 24, 25 years old, we see this young, attractive singer doing X, Y, and Z, and then all of a sudden the tour bus video comes out and she's allegedly snorting cocaine. How do you explain that to a fan that's 8 years old, 9 years old? Oh, I believe in Rihanna. She's about empowering women, and she's in the back snorting cocaine, doing lines on a tour bus. How do you reconcile that to a young person whose mind can't wrap their mind around something like that?
Well, it is. I think Damien could agree. When you try, let's say you do explain to them at a young age, they will never understand it at that time.
Yeah.
Until they get older.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, yeah, daddy, well, he or she's doing it all wrong, but still, they make it in the top. They get a little slap on the wrist, and that's it.
Yeah. I think that's the whole above the law thing. And if you look at it from that standpoint, that's where people like Damon, who is a parent, have to come in and say, okay, this is what you are not to do. Because you see this person doing it doesn't make it all right. They have to answer to something. Like, say, if you do something wrong and you get punished, that person is doing something wrong and they're going to get punished. Even if it doesn't appear that way, if I know you're doing the wrong thing, you're going to get punished. Not by them, but by me. And that's where parents have to come in and do what they have to do to make sure that their kids don't end up doing the wrong thing, following behind the celebrity that you see.
Okay, good point about that, Sean. But as a parent, you're trying to do the right thing. But who do kids listen to more, the parents or their friends?
Good point. That's the hard part. If you're a good parent.
I think that's even harder part.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, Damon talked to me. Okay, daddy is right. But you know what? Sean told me something else, and Sean is my friend, but he's my quote-unquote best friend forever.
Yeah.
So remember, kids today listen to their other peers first before they listen to us.
Then again,
even though we're more experienced.
As a young kid, who would you listen to more so? Your friend, your parent, or your cell phone? And I think that that's becoming even more of a problem now. So
yeah.
The best friend is the electronics more so than the human nowadays.
And you know what? You can tell your kids, do X, Y, Z. No. But the iPhone or the Galaxy 6 said it. Oh.
Just ask Siri, will you be my friend?
We lost D.
Oh, boy.
Okay, wow. Well, I didn't expect it to be a good show.
Yeah, well, we went a full, over an hour, almost an hour now. Yeah.
Oh, we have about 7-8 minutes left.
Okay.
Yeah, well, okay, on that note, I have one more topic. This is a quick topic, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Joel, 65 years old, is about to become my daddy again.
Oh!
With his girlfriend, Alexis Roderick, and she's 33 years old.
Wow.
They're going to have their baby this summer. Talk about, I don't know if this is a stupid decision or money and power. I just find this odd. You're 65 years old. You already have a daughter that's 29. And then, yes, you have your young girlfriend. That part I understand. Well, to have another child, really? At 65?
Well, age really knows no bounds when it comes to that. First and foremost, it would have been one thing if Billy Joel was not in a position where he could adequately provide for a child even at his age. He's made millions and millions of dollars. He's married now. He's done it all. He's seen it all. He's been married before. Like you said, he has a child in the late 20s. He's set. Now, if this was like, you know, somebody that had no money at all and had like 35 children or was of the age where you should just kind of wind it down and you're still having children, there would be a question. But if he can adequately provide for the child, I don't think there's really much of an issue. The only thing that I think some people would bring up is the fact that when this child becomes a teenager, he's going to be in his mid-70s. And that's going to be an issue from the sense that, well, you're robbing the child of the parent because they're not going to be around that long. And so
he could
who knows?
Here, Hot Rod, pay to be daddy today. Yeah, fine. I'll be happy to play daddy today. Just pay me money. Oh, wow. Now, you know, that's my little pet peeve celebrity decision of the day.
Of course.
Okay. Sean Black, any final thoughts on anything?
Well, as far as final thoughts go, I have to say that if there are people out there that have listened to the show, I hope the one thing that they can take out of this is the fact that just because you've seen celebrity say something or do something or sell something doesn't necessarily mean that they are the greatest thing since sliced bread, that they're not above board. That there are some celebrities that act like they're outside of the law when they aren't. And you have to temper that. And I'd like to thank all of the parents that are out there, parents like Damon and other callers and people that have children that listen to the show, and make sure that the ones that have children are doing such a great job raising their kids to avoid some of the pitfalls that the celebrities that are out there that are having now, so that they don't pass those bad examples on to impressionable young minds. So for that, that would be my final thought.
Pen drop. you know I have to drop the pen. Okay, my final thought is, I don't have any tonight. I'm tired.
It's back to the cranberry juice for you today, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I definitely need some cranberry juice tonight before I go to sleep. It's late for me. But coming up on Sunday's show,
the
topic we will be discussing about. More about the police brutality. Yes, there's more stories. It's never going to end.
Yeah.
Also, we will be recapping the religion law about gayness and, you know, all that good stuff.
And I got a story that I saw today that I talked to you about off air before we went on earlier. And when we bring it up on Sunday, people are going to bang their heads on the desk listening to how asinine this story is. But you'll hear it on Sunday.
Wow, another big word you're using. And special sex toy that could get a woman pregnant. No, we have to talk about that.
Yes, we got a loaded show on Sunday.
Yes. Of course.
Yes.
No point.
Pun intended.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to another edition, a live edition on a Thursday night, Absolute Truth, with your host, The High Rod, and
of course, Sean Black.
And hopefully, Anisha will be here with us on Sunday. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, the pleasure
was all yours.
All right, Sean, hang up.
I shall.
All right, later.
Later.